to help position you to receive the increase, the harvest, the abundance that God has for us. Now, when God begins to say he's going to bless us and prosper us, he's not just talking about money. Prosperity is a wholeness word. It means spirit, soul, body, mind, emotions. Now, it's inclusive of money. God wants your bank accounts full. He wants your barns overflowing. But it's not excluded to just money. And God doesn't want you just to have peace and restoration and not have the joy of the Lord or have a physical body that's working and operating. So it's prosperity is nothing missing, nothing broken in your life. When they went and they did her funeral and her burial, the lawyers came forth and found out that she had inherited great sums of money. But because she didn't know how to read, she never read the covenant of the document that she possessed in her hand. She was a multimillionaire and never knew it. Come on, and many of us are that way. We are rich. We have inherited the promises of God, but we haven't read our covenant rights. But if you are a giver, then the liberal, the generous, the giving soul shall be made fat. Baby, I'm P-H-A-T. I am fat. I am fat. Come on, slap somebody. Say, you looking fat today. You looking fat. Oh, come on, get with me, crowd. Come on, say, you fat, baby. You fat. Some of y'all won't even touch that. Slap somebody. Say, I'm fat. I am fat. Come on, I'll pronounce it. I'm a liberal, generous, giving, come on, vessel. I'm expecting God to bless me that the liberal soul shall be made fat. I'm going to have so much that I can't even carry the weight of what God puts on me. Hey! Slap somebody. Say, you're looking at a fat, fat. Help me out. Have fun in the house of God. And for people who are getting ready to position themselves for increase, for abundance, for harvest, for the greatest glory of God, I'm looking for somebody who's going to take the handcuffs off God and let God be limitless. As when my people, but thou shalt first fruit the Lord thy God, and he shall give you power to get well. Watch what he's saying. He says anything devoted, and devoted is the same as first fruits. First things are holy things. It's why I want to draw your attention. Devoted things and first fruits have the exact same meaning. It is the irrevocable giving over to God. I want you to get this. In other words, first things belong to God. I'm going to back it up in the Word here. I'm going to show you that all first things belong to God. And anytime you touch a first thing, then you bring a curse upon yourself. I started Paula White Ministry 2.5 years ago. I was down at Bishop Jake's, and the Lord spoke to me, many of you have heard this, and said, give me a $25,000 offer. That increase on that job, the first of that increase, the whole thing belonged to God, not just the tithe.